WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Sienna Cruz here, and welcome back to That Girl Affirmations, your daily dose of glow-up magic. Today, we're diving into something super powerful, something that can seriously shift your energy and make the world a better place: acts of kindness. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that a little cheesy? Trust me, it's anything but. We all hear about it, right? Kindness rocks. But sometimes, life gets hectic, our to-do lists pile up, and that inner cheerleader starts chanting, "Just focus on yourself." You know that feeling when you're caught in the whirlwind of your own world? Ever felt like kindness is just another thing to add to an already overflowing plate? Well, today, I want to flip that script. Acts of kindness aren't some self-sacrificing burden, they're a secret weapon for your well-being, seriously. Think about it. When you do something nice for someone else, even something small, it triggers a cascade of positive emotions in both of you. It's like magic, but with science backing it up. When we give, we receive not just tangible things, but a surge of happiness, connection, and purpose that's truly uplifting. So, let's dive into why making kindness your superpower is actually super beneficial for you. First, it instantly boosts your mood. Think about the last time someone did something nice for you. Didn't your heart feel warmer? A little lighter? Yeah, that feeling isn't just a fluke. Studies show that acts of kindness trigger the release of dopamine and serotonin, those magical brain chemicals responsible for happiness and well-being. So, basically, being kind is like giving yourself a free dose of instant joy. Second, it helps build strong connections. We're social creatures wired for connection. Kindness bridges gaps, creates understanding, and fosters genuine relationships. Imagine walking into a room where people are genuinely happy to see you, where kindness is contagious. That's the power of being intentional about your interactions. Remember, a simple smile, a listening ear, or a genuine compliment can go a long way. Third, it gives you a sense of purpose. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Kindness injects meaning into our daily lives. When we help others, we contribute to something bigger than ourselves, leaving a positive impact on the world. Think about volunteering at a local charity, helping a neighbor with groceries, or even just holding the door open for someone. These small acts can make a big difference and fill your life with purpose. Fourth, it reduces stress and anxiety. Now, I know what you're thinking. Sienna, how does kindness help me chill out when life is already throwing curveballs? It's all about perspective, my friend. When we focus on helping others, we shift our attention away from our own worries and anxieties. We step outside of ourselves and find solace in making a difference. Finally, kindness creates a ripple effect. When you do something kind for someone, it inspires them to pay it forward. They might smile at a stranger, offer help to someone in need, or simply choose to be more compassionate in their interactions. And so on and so on. Imagine the power of that chain reaction. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Picture this. You're running late for work, stressed out because you forgot your lunch, and you accidentally bump into someone spilling their coffee all over themselves. Now, what do you do? Do you just apologize quickly and scurry away? Or do you take a moment to genuinely acknowledge the situation, offer to help clean it up, maybe even buy them a new coffee? The second option, while seeming like a small act, can make a world of difference. That person might feel seen, heard, and appreciated in a moment when they were feeling frustrated. You've turned a potentially negative interaction into a positive one. So, remember, the next time you have an opportunity to be kind, don't hesitate. It's not just about making someone else's day, it's about enriching your own life and creating a ripple effect of positivity that spreads far beyond yourself. Ready to level up your kindness game? I challenge you to do something kind for someone today, big or small, it doesn't matter. Leave a comment below telling me what act of kindness you plan to share with the world. Remember, every little bit counts. Until next time, keep shining bright and spreading that love.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.